This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. But don't worry, we are going to be back every single day this week to tackle everything. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy in a moment. Those dirty Canadians come after that. And then we'll get to some more emails and some other things. Before we get to any of that stuff, let's deal with the reality that people are living through right now. No, the economy is not good.
We have the strongest economy in the world. Let me say it again, in the world.
Although GDP last week was far short of expectations.
Oh, it wasn't. Look, GDP is still growing. Look at the response of the markets.
I just thought it would be helpful for us to talk about what's happening right now. Here's a headline about restaurants and bars are falling on hard times. Credit card balances, I'm looking at a chart. You don't even want to look at this chart. The credit card balances since about 2021, well, it's gone from $750 billion, roughly, to north of $1 trillion in privately held credit card debt in 3 years. People are maxing out their credit cards across the United States of America. Everyone's being squeezed. I only brought this up because I wanted us all, and I'm talking to me more than I'm talking to you, to be more aware of this as we look at all the suffering going on around us. And maybe you're suffering. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're doing well enough. You're getting by. You got a good thing doing. You're getting by. I mean, I'm getting by. I'm doing fine. But I'm looking at all the suffering around me, and it freaking sucks, right? But maybe you're the one who's suffering right now. And look, when it comes to the restaurants, here's a great example of it. It starts, first of all, at the people who actually make the food. Listen to this.
No matter what a farmer's producing, they're definitely feeling the pressure of those higher production costs.
Farming has become a gamble as farmers struggle to keep producing beyond inflation.
These people that are experiencing higher expenses, they're pushing it off on the consumer.
John McMinn is an agricultural economist for the Farm Bureau. He says on average, farmers only get back about 8 cents from each dollar spent at grocery stores.
Yeah, so farming's getting more expensive. Costs of farming are going up. The farmer must charge more for the food itself. So there's that. Now, then that takes us to restaurants. Food is more expensive. Restaurants are having to pay more to bring in the food. They're dealing with that. Restaurants are also having to deal with an employee situation that is a nightmare. They cannot find good employees who will show up to work. Restaurants, in fact, this goes well beyond restaurants, but we'll make it about restaurants for now. Restaurants can't find somebody who will show up for an interview, let alone show up for an interview, get the job, and show up to the job. And so restaurants, instead of having some well-trained, happy, pleasant, sharp individual waiting tables taking care of you, instead they have to hand one man's job to three part-time illegals who are going to leave in 5 seconds anyway. So restaurants are dealing with that. So their costs are all going up. Well, what do you do when your costs go up? You have to charge more. You start charging more. Well, now fewer people are going to show up in your restaurant and bar because they can't afford to. I told you, not even a fancy Mother's Day lunch after church yesterday for me, the wife, and two kids was $200. How in the world do normal people even go out to eat once in this economy? It floors me that people do that. And now who's that squeeze? It doesn't only squeeze the consumer. It doesn't only squeeze the person who's in the restaurant ordering food. It squeezes the waitress who needs the money. The waitress needs the tip money. Whether she's a college kid trying to pay the bills to get by, or maybe someone older who's picked up a side job trying to make ends meet and get by, they need that daggone tip money. And people aren't tipping. Why aren't they tipping? Because they're too poor to even afford the daggone food, let alone the extra tip. Everyone's being smashed. And the reason I brought this up is I want us all, again, pointing fingers at me mostly, I want us all to be mindful of the fact that the noose on all of us, the economic, the financial noose on all of us is tightening. We are all watching our standard of living go down. Groceries more expensive, so on and so forth. That's your standard of living going down. You cannot afford, unless you got promoted out of this or special circumstances, you cannot afford the same amount of goods and services you could afford a few years ago. You simply cannot, because the value of the dollar has gone down. You can't buy as much food, buy as many services, fly as many places, do the things you want to do. The noose is tightening on everyone. And what happens when a noose begins to tighten? Is people tend to point fingers at each other instead of the people who are mostly responsible for the noose tightening. And I only brought this up for that reason. What I'm saying is, if you're a restaurant owner, it's really not the fault of the employees. It's not the next generation reason you can't find a good employee anymore. It's really not. It's way deeper than that. It goes way beyond that. If you're a waitress out there busting your butt, it's hard work waiting tables. Or a waiter, I guess dudes can do that too. If you're waiting tables and the tip money's drying up, it would be easy to get resentful of the customers. Why aren't they tipping? I need the money. They're out here eating. Be understanding about that. If you're one of the customers and you can still afford to drop that tip on there, and she's deserved it. Keeps the water full. Asked you how your meal was. She remembered your ranch. Tip if you can. I'm not telling people to spend more money. I'm not trying to say that. As the noose tightens, it will be easy to turn on each other. Greedy restaurant owners. I'm tired of these greedy waitresses, automatic tip money. I'm tired of these dirtball cheap customers. They never tip anymore. And this goes well beyond restaurants. I'm just using that as an example. Americans have maxed out their credit cards. What does that tell you? They've drained their savings and they've maxed out their credit cards. What's happening is people are watching the way of life they've always known disappear, and they're trying to just tread water and keep their head above water for as long as they possibly can, hoping this is about to pass or about to go away. And they're doing it in terrible ways, but ways I understand because I've done them myself. Drain your savings account. I've drained my savings account before. In fact, multiple times in our marriage, hard up for work. The costs had gone up. I mean, we weren't out there buying boats and cocaine with the whole thing. I've done it. You know, I've ran up credit cards before. I've always managed to pay them off, but I've ran up credit cards before. I know what it's like when the money is not making it, when you're not making enough. I've been there many, many times in my life. There's nothing I can say right now to make that any better or easier. This is what happens when your government, Democrat and Republican, this is what happens when they print money by the trillion. This is what happens when they... Did you think all those trillion-dollar spending bills, did you think that didn't matter to you? Every new swampy omnibus bill, $1.3 trillion here. Oh, don't forget my stimmy checks. Oh, American infrastructure. What do they call it? The infrastructure thing. The Inflation Reduction Act, you name it. Every ridiculous thing. Another trillion, another trillion, another trillion, another trillion. Did you think you were never going to feel it? Well, this is you feeling it. And Americans, not you, this doesn't apply to you, but most Americans are so uneducated when it comes to civics, the way economies work, the way governments work, that in a restricting time like this, where everything is being restricted, when the noose is tightening, if you don't know who to blame, it's very, very common to blame each other when you should be blaming the government. It is the government's fault. And if you've never gotten involved in politics and you don't vote, then blame yourself because it's your fault. It is your fault. These people do this if you don't get involved. If you are involved, it's not your fault, but we have to continue educating other people that it's the government who did this to us. And again, I want to emphasize not just Democrats. Oh, I know they do it worse, but Republicans, when it comes to money, spending it, printing it, have been a complete and utter disgrace for as long as I've been alive. They spend the same amount of money as Democrats do, and they campaign on not doing that, and they do it every time. And for so long, people have said, oh, I'm tired of hearing about the debt crisis. They've always been warning about that. It's never even gotten here. Well, congratulations, you're in it now. Now it's here. Of course it was always going to get here. Trees don't grow to the sky. Of course it's always going to get here. All right, let's do some more emails before we talk about dirty Canadians and illegals and things like that. Before we do that, let's talk about how you sleep. You spend a third of your life in bed. You never, ever, 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 ever shortchange yourself on your bedding. Shortchange yourself on toilet paper before you shortchange yourself on bedding. MyPillow, they give us the option of having the best bedding at affordable prices, especially when they're always doing these huge sales. They have this $25 extravaganza sale right now. What do you get? It's too many things that I could ever list for you. The first place I would look, though, is the MyPillow sandals. And then I'd look to see if they still have those premium MyPillows in stock. They sell out really fast whenever they sell those new Primo ones for $25. Take advantage of MyPillow's $25 extravaganza sale before it goes bye-bye. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544. Emails and Dirty Canadians next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Headline from Just the News: Northern border apprehensions continue to break records. We cannot have these Canadians coming in here like this. Soon, the whole country will be covered in maple syrup. We can't have these people here. Now, look, I only brought this up because Canada going the way Canada has gone, and I know a lot of hardcore anti-communists in Canada who are just desperate up there. Canada going the way it's gone and Mexico going the way it's going, it's creating a situation in this country that I think is actually going to be fascinating. Probably, I mean, bad, but still fascinating. And that situation is, what do we do with the two countries that border us? We only have two countries that border us. What do we do if they get really, really, really bad? Like, Mexico has been rough for a while. They're getting rougher. And now China's moving in there. Canada, poor freedom-loving people up there, they've gone full-blown dirtball commie. Well, you know, when you go full-blood dirtball commie, that more illegals are going to find routes into America through Canada than Mexico. Yeah, we joke about it because we always think about build the wall on the Mexican border. We might be building it on the wrong freaking border. And that's the truth. We've got northern border problems, big northern border problems. Whatever. Let's get to some emails. Dear Nostradamus, well, you gave us the game plan. I was armed and ready. Mother's Day visit on Saturday, subject to investment and so on and so forth. My mother-in-law chimed in about how Trump is the root of all evil. I asked the question, what don't you like about him? The response was the same, root of all evil. Then she says, that's why I don't vote. I took the win and saved Mother's Day. He says, thanks for the ammo. Always remember this. It's a fun, fun game to play with the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life, whoever that is. Fellow employee, maybe your aunt, your mom, your brother, your husband, whoever it may be. It's the best. Trump hatred is a fascinating thing. If you get someone on the right who hates Trump, they'll give you specific reasons they hate Trump, whatever that may be. But the lefty hatred of Trump is all based on what the hive mind has told them. And you don't think that's true because you see how visceral their hatred is. He's a Nazi. He's the Antichrist. He's the root of all evil. They drive themselves crazy. So you would think logically, because you think logically, you would think, well, they have to have a reason. So the next time liberal Aunt Peggy starts ranting and raving about Trump, you calm down. Don't yell. Don't scream. Don't call names. You don't have to. It's a fascinating and totally fun experiment that will mess them up so badly. You simply do this. You say, hey, obviously you don't like Trump. What don't you like about him? And they'll try to either give you platitudes. Oh, he's a Nazi. Okay. Oftentimes they'll bring up January 6th. He tried to have an insurrection. And that's what, don't fight. You'll be tempted to, but don't fight. Give in that moment and say, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah. But you liked him before January 6th? You were a Trump fan before that day? Well, no. Oh, okay. Well, why? Why didn't you like him? They can never give you an answer. There's never a specific answer. There's never a specific policy. There's nothing but platitude, hive mind. He's a racist. It is wild. Remember, the communist is more robot than human. They really genuinely are. They have outsourced their critical thinking to the hive mind. They watch the news. They listen to their friends. They go up to the hive mind and they plug in and they get software updates with the newest talking points of the day. And then they leave and carry those talking points out into the world. And that's why they're never ready, ever, 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 to give you specifics or to actually have an argument on one issue. They'll either move off the issue, or it's funny, this guy's mother-in-law did this, where she just said, that's why I don't vote. Oftentimes, they'll go that route. They'll go from being complete partisan communists to acting like, well, I hate them all. I have a buddy who does this all the time whenever we get together, because now my friends know how to do it. And we start arguing about politics. He will just get completely and utterly destroyed because every point he brings up is stupid because he's a Democrat. He doesn't know anything. So he brings up these points and he gets slapped down by all these facts. And because we're all boys, we're all friends, we're all dudes, there's no delicacy, none whatsoever. He just gets abused. And by the time we're done, every time we make fun of him now without fail, he'll drop the hammer with some horrible dirtball commie policy. Oh, no. What's wrong with kids? What's wrong with kids changing their gender? He'll say something like that. And we'll just go all in on him. Boom. Just blast away. Full tilt. Every time he goes, yeah, that's why I don't vote for any of them. They're all corrupt. You dirty liar. You've got a Biden sticker on your car. You're a card-carrying Democrat who's wrong about everything, and you know it. So the fallback position is, well, I just don't like any of them. Don't let them get away with that crap either. Works like a charm. It's so much fun. Jesse, thanks for saying the battles are all around us. That was great. You are right. Any which way you go, there is a fight. That's what I'm talking about. We don't have to sit on our hands. We don't have to sit back and watch the destruction. There are battles right next to you in your community, battles you can fight and battles you can win. You want to get angry? Fine, get angry and then boom, get involved. Get some chalk in your body so you feel energized. Do you hear me? Do I sound energized to you? I'm not 25, I'm 42. Do I sound like I'm bouncing off the walls? Good, because I am, even with a wrecked back right now. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk, and I take Chalk Lit Powder. Highly recommend the Chalk Lit Powder. Pour it in your drink in the morning, glass of milk, smoothie, water, it's fine. And drink some vitamins and minerals first thing and watch your day get better. Take a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack. You'll have energy bursting out of your skin. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Get you a discount for life, for the lifetime of the subscription. So go use that. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We really do have to focus on natural solutions now. And when we do that, we have to find anti-communist companies like Chalk because they're out there pushing our values. All right? All right, a big reveal out of Ashley Biden. Ugh. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Okay, so I'm just gonna hit this little point, and I'm gonna move right on because it's so gross, and I want to get to emails, and I want to talk about Democrats and how they deal with older Democrats. So Ashley Biden, the diary where she talks about Joe Biden and her childhood and the showers and whatnot. You should understand that. Today, she confirmed to a judge that it's hers. So just understand that the president of the United States of America, there's every indication he's not a good guy. All right, I wanted to make a quick point on something before we get to some emails here. I saw someone today talk about how Democrats love every flag there is except for the American one. And what I commented was, anyone who's ever knocked on doors for a campaign will know if there is an American flag flying at the house, it's not a Democrat house. It's not. It's not. They might not be Republicans. I don't care about that. But they're not Democrats. Democrats do not fly the American flag. Democrats, they're the anti-American party. Every basic tenet of the party, every platform of the party is America sucks, we have to tear it apart. America sucks, we have to tear it apart. America sucks, we have to tear it apart. That's every single platform they have on every issue. When it comes to taxes, the country's evil, way too nice to rich people, take all their money away. When it comes to immigration, we shouldn't even have a border. This country sucks too bad to even have one. Just let everyone come here. Forget it. We've been every single issue. But somebody pushed back when I said that. And I said, hey, no American flags. You'd never see them on Democrat homes. And he said, hey, that's true. But it didn't used to be that way. In the Northeast, you used to have a bunch of firemen and union guys and stuff like that who would vote Democrat. And they loved the country and they had flags up. And that brought me to this point. We've made this point before on the show, but it's something once you know it, you know it, and you see it everywhere. Democrats govern like radical communists, but they speak often like moderates, like normal people. Why do they do that? Why do they do that? They do that for exactly that guy you just mentioned, the 65-year-old retired firefighter who voted Democrat his entire life but loves America. The 70-year-old, he's a union man, pipe fitters union for a long time, retired now, down in Florida, has always voted Democrat. He loves America. He and I would probably differ on some issues, but we'd probably get along fine. And at our base level, we probably share most of the same values. The Democrats, they know they need that guy to keep voting for them. Older Democrat is the one Democrats are aimed at when they talk like this.
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. And
in case you can't hear Dome because the audio is really low, she starts out by saying, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment.
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. And I believe we need an assault weapons ban. We need universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
Why does she throw in that first part? After all, Democrats believe in gun confiscation. Everyone knows that. They want gun registration, confiscation, and they want gun laws for the entire country like they have in New York City or Chicago, where it's a felony if you get caught with one. So why does she start out with this?
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment.
I'm in favor of this. Why throw that in at all? She understands that 65-year-old firefighter, he has to hear that because he's looking at what's happened to their party and he's getting worried. Man, there's a lot of this tranny stuff. Man, there are a lot of illegals. I'm not so sure these guys are there. Do they still love the country? I mean, I love the country. He needs that lie. He has to have it. And Pelosi, I can't believe she got caught on camera saying this. Pelosi flat out came out and said what I've been saying for the longest time. You know that little rant I just did? I've done that a million times, just explaining how that's how they talk, the way they talk. Listen to Nancy Pelosi. This is who she's talking about. That old school union guy who loves America but still votes Democrat. What an idiot he is. But she knows she's got to talk to
him. These poor souls who are looking for...
Poor souls. Poor souls is how she refers to him. He's so misguided.
Of these poor souls who are looking for some answers. We've given them to them, but they're blocked by some of their views on guns. They have the three G's, guns, gays, God. That would be a woman's right to choose. And the cultural issues cloud some of their reception of an argument that really is in their interest.
They know it. And I would make a prediction and tell Chris to write it down, but it's too long out. So actually, I can just make this prediction. Just like every scientist, I can make a prediction that by the time it comes to fruition or not, I won't be held accountable for. So it's going to be the best thing in the world. But I'm telling you right now, you watch about 30 years from now, 20, 30 years from now, Democrats won't throw in these little disclaimers anymore.
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment.
Because they won't feel like they have to. They throw in these relatively moderate sounding disclaimers all the time now because the older Democrats haven't died yet. When the older Democrat generation finally dies, then they will feel so free to stop having to pretend to be anything resembling normal. You know what else will stop? I'll tell you this. Democrat presidents going to church. Why do you think Joe Biden talks about being a Catholic all the time? I'm a devout Catholic. Everyone knows he's not a devout Catholic. But why do that then? Why play the game? Is it a big deal? That old school retired cop who's been voting Democrat for 50 years, he needs to think. He needs to think that Joe Biden is sitting in church right there next to him. He needs to, well, I mean, yeah, I'm not big on the whole LGBTQ thing, but I bet Joe isn't really either. He goes to church. He's a Catholic, after all. He's a Catholic. But once that guy finally dies, Democrats are dying for him to die. They can't wait for these older Democrats to die. You're going to hear, as soon as the last older Democrat dies, if you listen closely enough, you'll hear the entire Democrat Party go, breathe a sigh of relief because they can finally stop having to worry about these stupid backwards idiots who believe in God.
Of these poor souls who are looking for some answers. We've given them to them, but they're blocked by some of their views on guns. They have the three G's, guns, gays, God. That would be a woman's right to choose. And the cultural issues cloud some of their reception of an argument that really is in their interest.
In the future, Democrat presidents will stop attending church because they're all pretend anyway, and they know they can stop pretending now. Now that older Democrat has died, making sure older Democrat still crawls to the polls to vote Democrat every time is a huge part of why these people talk the way they talk. That's why they do it. Jesse, or he says, "Dear Jesse, no beans, Kelly. Do you really think you're handsome? I was going to leave a 5-star review with a comment stating how handsome you are. Then it hit me, just like all the dimes at Fox News, you're not really good looking. It's all just makeup and lighting. His name is Gene. Do I think I'm really that handsome? Of course. Gosh. What, Chris? Dear uneducated Oracle, on I'm Right with Jesse Kelly, you twice called nursing homes nursery homes. Is there a home I don't know about where all they do is tell nursery rhymes? And that's from Colleen. Did I say that? I probably did say that. Dang it. I tell you what, I'm going to go back to college and I'm going to get better at some stuff. All right? All right. We have headlines I didn't get to next. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can email us your love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to remind everyone in Nebraska, West Virginia, Maryland, you have elections tomorrow. Critically important primary elections tomorrow. The primary you skip is infinitely more important than the general election you go participate in. Your GOP rep, your GOP senator is probably a loser, a swamp creature who goes to the television set every 2 years or every 6 years, depending on what he is, and acts as if he's some fire-breathing anti-communist. And then he runs right back to D.C. to vote for all the swampy crap and stand for nothing. Don't be a chump. Look into his voting record. Pay attention. And when in doubt, vote him out. Go in there and vote against the loser who's currently in office. We cannot and will not save the United States of America with this crop of losers we have in Washington, D.C. representing us. We cannot. And the only way we can change that is you and me getting involved in primaries. So get involved. Get involved. All right? All right. Did you hear Dome say this? There's just something, just, man.
Sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that door down. Excuse my language.
There's this really obnoxious Democrat woman thing. It's, I don't know what it is about Democrat women, but there's this thing where they all feel like they're fighting against a man. And you gotta break that glass ceiling, and you gotta kick that door down, girl. Hey, that woman, nobody's oppressing you here. In fact, the way you run your mouth, you should be grateful that you live in the United States of America, because there are countries all over the world that would throw you in jail for the way you run your freaking mouth. You are free and prosperous here, and life is good here. And if you are a woman in the United States of America, I don't care what your, well, your individual situation may be bad, bad home, bad husband, bad whatever. That may, I can't speak to your individual situation. But on a national level, if you're a woman living in the United States of America, you should get on your knees right now, not the way Kamala Harris does. Get on your knees and pray to God and thank him that you were born here in the United States of America. And there ain't no glass ceiling you got to kick down, and you don't got to kick the door in. You don't got to do the you go girl, girl boss thing. We've been held back for too long. Why don't you just be appreciative and grateful you live here? It irks me to no end because they campaign on this. And then they get these young women, these young stupid women, to believe it all the time. And though you go to these colleges, you'll see these man on the street segments. And the young women are so stupid. It's like you're looking at a rat try to talk into the microphone. They don't know anything about anything. But the one thing they're all convinced of is that they're somehow oppressed by somebody. You're not oppressed. You're annoying and ugly. And that's why no man wants to date you. Remember that. You know what else is ugly? Is pain. That's why I take Relief Factor every single day. Every day. Aches and pains, they come. Joints, back, neck, muscles, whatever it is, they come. Try some Relief Factor in your life. Put away the ibuprofen bottle. We don't need more big pharma crap. We need something natural. There are so many testimonials out there of people who talk about what a blessing Relief Factor has been for their life. All natural, drug-free. You take it every day and you wake up drug-free and pain-free. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Get some Relief Factor in your life. Montana needs some relief from John Tester. Jesse, Montana is such a fickle state. just because John Tester looks Montana. They elect him over and over again. Never mind that he votes with Biden 99% of the time. What will it take to get the great state of Montana to wake up? It's from Matt. Buddy, Montana is not unique, but this is what happens in Montana. And I witnessed it my entire life. I've graduated high school from there. I know exactly what it's like. It's such a wild western state. You know, ranching and mountains and hiking and skiing. It's just, there aren't even many people there. It's the fourth biggest state. There's only a million people in the place. It's huge. It's open. Huge. But they know. These Democrats got elected forever in Montana because they know exactly what the American voter has become. An uneducated, uninterested moron who doesn't pay attention to any of the issues. So they all do it in Montana. Gosh, you're gonna everyone listening in Montana will laugh about that right now. They all run with these pheasant hunting ads too. They're always out there pheasant hunting with a shotgun bent over their arm. I'm John Tester, and I just love to kill pheasants and be Montana. And they have nothing. They don't even go to Montana. They live in D.C. in the swamp the entire time. And they look down on everyone in Montana. And they badmouth you behind your back. But my name's John Tester. Here I am on the Tester Ranch. Just being Montana. Are you Montana? Vote for John Tester. I'm Montana. And the voters sit at home and go, wow, honey, he really looks Montana. He must share our values. These politicians lie. Democrats lie all the time. And Republicans do the same thing in primaries like I just talked about. Every single time, I'll build the wall. I'm going to be America first. And then they go back and vote for every piece of crap. Stop listening to these campaign ads, bunch of liars.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden administration sues Iowa over immigration law allowing state to arrest and deport illegal immigrants. I think I'll just send this article to every single commie who gets mad at me when I tell them Democrats hate America. What other reason would there be for this? Democrats are actually suing a state for arresting and deporting illegals. And listen, you older union guys who vote Democrat, older firefighter guys who vote Democrat, I know you're lying to yourself, and I ain't telling you to switch to being a Republican, but you're voting for anti-American trash now. Just know that, and you're enabling it. Target to offer Pride merchandise in fewer stores after backlash against tuck-friendly swimsuit sale last year. Well, corporate America, they are aware of your outrage. Don't back off. Turn it up. We need more Target boycotts until the whole place goes under. Secret Service investigates conservative veteran who joked about Biden wearing diapers on Twitter. Well, to be fair, at least the Secret Service investigated this guy who joked about Joe Biden on Twitter. The FBI killed the last one. Melinda Gates quits Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and gains a hefty divorce settlement. What a touching story this is. She finally ran out on Bill Gates, understandable given his Epstein affiliation. And after all her years of hard work, she will receive $12.5 billion, which she now will use for the rest of her life to fund various communist causes all over the planet. That's how divorce pretty much works in this country. And we're out of time, so we'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.